I'm sitting here now with Devin Franklin and Michelle Applin from the Flying Deer Nature Center in New Lebanon. Welcome to WGXC.
Thanks for having us.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for coming in. Can you tell us a little bit first about the Flying Deer Nature Center? What is it and what you guys do?
Sure. Well, first, I got to say, Tom, I was a little nervous about doing this interview today because we have really stinky breath. Because we just came from our second annual onion festival, Wild Onion Festival, and which is really, they're actually called leeks. And so we just had a great time with a bunch of kids and a local school and harvested and planted and ate and cooked some leeks.
And how was the crop this year? I mean, we had a lot of rain. Did that affect it in a good way or a bad way or at all?
They're looking good. There's some new, it's more, I think, about, it's complex. Actually, we were talking a lot about with the kids and what the conditions are, and we're definitely not experts, but, we talked a little bit about how they like rich soil and medium light and, a lot of calcium in the soil and stuff like that. But I was concerned because I thought that
you might sound like this today, but you don't, so that's good.
All right, and you guys are here to talk about you're having your second annual large fundraiser this coming Saturday night.
We are. It's going to be an amazing event. It's going to be at Sundog Solar in Chatham, and Soma Catering from Richmond is cooking up an amazing meal. They actually have some wild edibles and lots of local food worked in there. Fiddleheads are on the menu, which is something that we cooked up today in our leek festival as well as dandelion flowers and some other wild edibles. So that's great. And then Dr. Mark Hyman is going to be coming and doing a keynote on nature and health, because he is an amazing expert on functional medicine. And so he'll be speaking about the importance of nature for our physical and mental well-being. So that's going to be really exciting. And then Gaia Roots, members of Gaia Roots are going to be playing some great world music so that we can dance.
Sounds like fun. And so get back to that. We didn't get fully the answer of what the Flying Deer Nature Center does. You guys are a wilderness school, so you work with children a lot. But, I mean, you tell us what you do in your own words.
Yep. We are all about nature connection. And we just have a real passion for bringing people outdoors and people of all ages. But we especially love working with kids and creating experiences for them and with them that really create a feeling of real connection with what's out there. So, you know, not only are we sharing with them what that bird that's calling over your head, what the name of that bird is, or what this tree is here, or what that animal track is, but also how they're all interconnected and how they're really all related, and which ones are edible, which ones are medicinal, which plants are poisonous. If you were lost in the woods, could you make a shelter and stay warm in the summer? Could you do it in the winter? If you had no match, if you had one match, could you make a fire? If you had no matches, could you make a fire? So we're creating experiences, where they're really having fun, but also learning really useful skills and hopefully coming out of this experience, feeling a lot more comfortable outdoors.
That sounds great.
Community building is a huge part of what we do as well. I mean, one of the principles in nature is interdependence. It's so important. You can't get away from that. And so that's built into all of our programs as well. The community, the long-term relationships, the team building, the ability to really find power together. Rather than power over one another, you know, the children and even working with families and adults. That's a really important principle and something that's really exciting about our work as well.
And at the benefit this Saturday, which is at Sundog Solar in Chatham, we'll remind folks, you have there's an art exhibit from children that is this the work that you regularly do at the center?
Well, the art exhibit is for any child who's ever participated in Flying Deer Nature Center programs. And the idea is that children create a piece of art that expresses what flying deer means to them, what their experiences mean to them. So I know one child, for instance, has a detailed map of the land and where different plants are and where different animals live. And his idea is that he understands the land. He understands his place in a really intimate way because of his time with flying deer. So people will have all kinds of different expressions of what flying deer means to them.
You said a little bit before that Dr. Mark Hyman was going to speak. Is he from this area or how did he come
to? Yes, he's from Lenox, Massachusetts.
And what is he going to talk about? What is his area of expertise?
He's going to be speaking about nature and wellness. His expertise is in functional medicine, and he works with I can't even say exactly all that he does. It's pretty complex. But he's written a number of best-selling books, and he works with metabolism, and he works with the systems of the body, and he works with also with natural ways of working with depression and finding mental well-being. So he has a really integrated, holistic way of working with nutrition and supplements and exercise to find vitality and wellness. But he's going to be speaking about the aspect of health and wellness that's related to being connected with the earth. And that's really exciting. He's somebody who has a deep personal connection to nature. And so being such an expert in his field, it's really exciting to hear him speak to the connection because we're coming at it from another angle. We're coming at it from the angle of seeing people so alive in their experiences with nature. And he's coming at it from that perspective of a health professional. So it's going to be neat to hear his.
It seems like it dovetails with the kind of work you do. I think you had did you have an edible plant workshop a couple weeks ago or something like that? So that's I'm guessing that you going through the woods and showing people what plants people used not just to eat but kind of medicinally in the past too. I'm sure there's all kinds of things. Is that accurate or am I jumping to conclusions?
Yeah, no, for sure. That's definitely a part of what we do.
And there's a beautiful sort of three-way dovetail that's going to happen at the event because not only will Mark Hyman be there, who's representing the voice of health and wellness, and then obviously we're hosting the event, but also Claudia and Conrad Vispo do a lot of work that sort of meets this, which is looking at the food systems, the local food systems that we have, you know, the farms and where they are and, you know, what's grown there. But also the interface between, you know, those farms and the natural landscapes. What species have lived in this area forever, basically, that upon the recent increased presence of farms, which ones have actually are thriving and, you know, doing better and which ones are not doing better. And, you know, basically just asking a lot of good questions and doing a lot of research. And so they'll be there, too. So it's this really kind of neat overlap in these different areas.
While we have you here, we'll get back to the benefit on Saturday at Sundog Solar and mention that again. But can you preview some other things that you guys have coming up at Flying Deer?
Yeah, sure. During the year, we run programs for homeschooled children, and we also run rites of passage programs for coming-of-age programs for girls and for boys, for adolescent girls and boys. And then we run vacation camps during school holidays, and I run a women's program called Women in the Woods, which is really fun, seasonal wilderness adventures for women. And then during the summer, we have an incredible array of summer camps. We've got day camps, and we have backpack and we're doing a canoe trip for the first time this summer, and we're running a program at Kripalu also for families, and we have some family camp at our site too in New Lebanon. So that's a little bit about what we are up to. We also work with schools though as well. Today our Leek Festival was with Mountain Road School in New Lebanon, and we're beginning to reach more and more public schools as well, which is exciting for us.
Yeah, I actually, when I was in sixth grade in the late 70s in Maryland, we had a week-long trip to a place that sounds like very similar to yours. It had a, I remember it had solar panels, and this was, I guess, one of the first energy crises in the 70s during, so solar was this kind of new thing. That I think that was my first introduction to it. And but I just have very fond memories of living out with nature for a week with other folks from my middle school at the time. So is that the sort of thing you guys do?
Yes. Yeah. And we really get the kids really deep into the woods, you know. So whatever sort of boundaries that they're bringing, you know, boundaries of the mind, really, of like, ooh, you know, I don't want to get myself dirty, or I don't want to get in the leaves. We, you know, usually by the end of the week, we'll have kids just taking mud and just at first maybe squishing between their toes, and then they'll just take it all over, you know, and then just covering themselves and pack themselves full of leaves, and then really doing things like getting good at hiding and being still and laying in just the right spot, so that we have kids literally have other people walk right by them or even over them and not be seen at all. And they get a thrill out of that because they feel like, wow, I belong to this forest. I'm not an alien. And then it gets really cool when they do that on their own and they start to see maybe a chipmunk roams over them, or you know, or a hawk is gliding through the woods and alights on a branch, and they get to see it really close. And then to hear every time we do things like, you know, that camouflage hiding activities, they come back just jabbering with what they saw and how cool it was.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody wants to advocate that they shouldn't teach that kind of thing in school, but that it seems like children need to have that backed up with some real world. Seeing the hawk or seeing the leaf in person is a lot different than looking at your mobile phone and looking at a leaf or something like that, or a textbook, you know. So it seems like it would be a very valuable experience for children.
It's incredibly valuable. I mean, what Devin was sharing about expanding comfort zone, you know, helping children feel alive and to thrive in challenges, because the earth does present us with challenges that are different and unknowns that are different than what we experience when we're inside buildings, when we're looking at textbooks and phones, and teaches us flexibility and resourcefulness, and brings out a vitality and an aliveness that's so beautiful and amazing to see children come alive and adults come alive. It also brings about a sense of presence, you know, that feeling of hiding in the leaves and hoping that you're not seen, or that somebody steps over you instead of spotting you, and watching, being as still as you can, watching to see if that chipmunk will come any closer. These types of experiences that just bring about a presence and a focus, which is really rare and really sought after, I believe, in our world today.
Yeah, it's not tested for, but ultimately it's sought after when people grow up. People look for those qualities in jobs and other things.
Mm-hmm. So. Actually, Tom, I have a good example of, you could call it a test, I suppose. But we did put a couple students yesterday, actually, through a test. They had been with one of our homeschool, our boys' homeschool program for many years. And so one of the kind of, it was very lighthearted, but it was, the test made them utilize one of the skills they had practiced, which is stalking. We call it stalking, which is what we mean by that is moving slowly and artfully and invisibly through your environment. And so we all lined up in a row, and we each had two mud balls in our hands, and the two of them took turns walking between us, but we were all blindfolded holding the mud balls. So if they weren't walking silently enough, when they got in front of us, we could nail them with the mud balls, but if they walked quietly enough, then we would never hit them. And I think we came close. I think we got a couple grazes there, but I don't think we ever got them.
So if you want to if you're listening and you want to support this kind of education that's not taught in the schools for some local young people, then you can come out this Saturday evening to Sundog Solar for the Flying Deers. Does the benefit have a name? Am I our local heroes? Is that
it's just our Flying Deer Nature Center Benefit Dinner and Dance. So it's got a long name.
And the, Excuse me, there's a silent auction too?
There is a silent auction, an amazing silent auction. What there's kind of things? There's an incredible outpouring from the community. Everything from massages to acupuncture sessions to violin lessons from incredible experts to vacation home, a week at vacation home, Cape Cod, Florida, all kinds of different things on the silent auction. It's quite a treat. And... so you can find out more about the benefit or about flying deer in general by going to flyingdeernaturecenter.org or calling 518-794-6687.
And it says RSVP by May 4th here. Are there still tickets available?
People there can actually still? Are still tickets
there
available,
so,
yeah.
So people can still, if they, but they should call today to get them right away.
They definitely should.
And that, go ahead.
Well, because it's going to be a big event, so definitely.
And that number again is 518-794-6687 they should call?
Yep.
And email info@flyingdeernaturecenter.org, and the website is flyingdeernaturecenter.org too?
Yep, it sure is.
Great. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in today and talking to us, and hopefully you'll have a good Saturday night and a good rest of the year too.
Great, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, thank you. We're listening to WGXC Afternoon Show. We'll be back in just a few minutes.